Today's episode of the Masked Minuteman will not be heard in order to bring you this special comment on yesterday's program. With us again today is Mr. Selwyn Searle, president of the Sons of the Mothers of Early America. And Mr. Searle. Sir. Sir.
Thank you. I'd like to take issue with the suggestion in yesterday's adventure that, quote, Ben Franklin found George Washington talking into a Dixie cup.
Mr. Searle.
Let me finish, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
On a street corner, close quote.
I think you should recite all of the facts, sir.
The facts, sir, are Washington never spoke into a Dixie cup, sir.
Didn't the program indicate that it was not an ordinary Dixie cup, sir?
What is, sir, what is
was
your...
there not actually a string running from the bottom of his cup to the bottom of another cup many, many yards away, sir?
That's not important, sir.
Then, sir, your quote is out of context. If you would suggest our first general of the army was talking into an empty cup, that makes it sound silly.
Sir, I did not say that.
Don't you sir me, sir.
Now you're getting surly.
You're making it sound silly when you say George Washington spoke into a Dixie cup. That's S-I-L-L-Y, silly.
All right, all right. Sir, how would you put it?
He put his mouth to a Dixie cup and said hello, and the hello went into the cup and traveled along a string until it reached the bottom of another cup, where another person's ear heard Washington's mouth say hello.
Hello.
Now, that's not silly.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Could I say something?
Who's that?
This is Dr. Carl Nipnoil, chairman of the History Department of William and Shirley College.
What do you want?
You called me to stand by for comment on this issue of whether George Washington, our first president, was discovered talking into a Dixie cup.
Well, was he, Doctor?
Yes, he was our very first president ever. No one before him was the president.
Doctor.
Of course, some were known as the leader, the boss man, the chief in charge.
I don't see this is not
the big honcho, the big macher.
Doctor, my position is he didn't talk into an empty Dixie cup.
Who?
George Washington, our first president. And this position was not followed by Selwyn Searle.
Of course not. Everyone knows that.
There, you see.
The position was followed by John Adams.
What?
What does he mean?
And then Jefferson was our third president.
What are you talking about?
Thank you, Doctor, for your help.
Madison. This man is banana.
Thank you, Mr. Searle. I'm going to wind this up.
Searle, I believe.
Thank you, audience, and I'm sorry.